My name is Dalton Mahan. This is a podcast intended for students at the campus of Utah Valley University, Wolverine Buzz.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Sam.
And I am Tevin, and we're the Wolverine Buzz.
Back for another week.
Yay, on Valentine's Day at it.
Yes, for all you lovebirds out there.
So be in love and party on. And if you're not in love, have fun crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, be empowered this Monday and this week. And you can follow us on Instagram at UVReview.
Yes. And also, if you want to keep up to date with all the fun things the Zone is doing, you can follow their Instagram at actionlearning.uvu.
Yep. And then what was that other Instagram that you learned? The Den?
Yes, The Den at TheDenUVU on Instagram. Yeah. So they'll keep you up to date with all the cool sports stuff going on and also all the cool giveaways that they have.
Yep, because I know they have random ones throughout the semester and even sometimes summer if they are filling up to it.
Yeah.
But on to our announcements. I mean, it's Valentine's Day, so be in love. And if you're not, you got roughly, what, it's 6 a.m. when this comes out?
Yes, you got 12 or 6 hours to
6 hours find someone. Noon.
Yeah, because you got to plan it.
Oh, after. That's true. All right, you have 6 hours to find love. So good luck. Be safe. But other than that, we've got Banff? Am I saying that right?
Banff.
B-A-N-F-F, Mountain Film Festival. Join the OAC February 15th and 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. in Reagan Theater.
Yes, and that is a ticketed event as well. So if you're into outdoor films, go get some tickets and go check it out. Should be really cool. Our other big announcement is Mardi Gras is coming up. So Mardi Gras is a big party here at UVU. There's going to be a casino night, magicians, card reading, and a photo booth in the Grand Ballroom Friday, February 18th from 8:30 p.m. till midnight.
Yay! Casino night's fun. I think I've been to one before and they're great. And I'm more stoked for the magician than anything. And then we got our health professions career fair, which is Thursday, February 17th. That is 1 to 2:30 p.m. in the health professions building.
Yes. And lastly, well, not lastly, but second to last, the UVU Autism Conference will be going on March 4th. There's going to be multiple sessions geared towards meeting the interests and needs of students, adults, and adults on the spectrum. It will also be for families, educators, professionals, and service providers. It's going to be an all-day event and will most likely be held in the Grand Ballroom.
Yep, there isn't a location yet on their event listing as of recording this, so
yes,
figure it out. Probably the Grand Ballroom.
Yes, that's the big place where everybody goes.
And then as this spring semester, everyone's trying to find internships and different summer things like study abroads or whatever. But Disney college program applications are now open, and the DCP, so fun little thing to either take up your summer, or I think they do a summer semester or summer and fall semester. You can do a full year. Anyway, contact your advisor for more information on that, or you can even just Google Disney college program, and you'll go from there. I had applied and got accepted and was supposed to go, but COVID ruined it, so... Have fun out there.
Yes, but we're just going to move right on into our interview for this week. We have an interview from Chloe this week. She interviewed Dawson Ferner at the OAC here at UVU. And they just talked a little bit about Dawson and how he got involved in the OAC and what they get up to.
Yeah, so let's cut to them right now.
Thanks for joining us in our first interview for the health and wellness section. Today we have Dawson Ferner here with us. He works with the OAC, Outdoor Adventure Center, here on campus, and he's here to talk to us a little bit about what the OAC is, what they do, and kind of some personal things as well of what he's working on, because he's an adventurer and we like to find adventurers. So Dawson, tell us a little bit about what is the Outdoor Adventure Center on campus.
Yeah, the Outdoor Adventure Center is an organization on campus. A lot of times we're mistaken for a club, but we're definitely not a club. But we do three main things for the campus. First of all, we run the climbing wall in the Student Life and Wellness Center. So we go ahead and just help people learn how to climb. It's a really introductory process, or then we also have some harder routes for more advanced climbers. We also run the rental and retail section of the OAC, and that's like a wide range of things from like water equipment for like rafts and paddle boards to winter equipment like skis and snowboards. And then lastly, we also do the TRIPS program. So I'm a part of the TRIPS program. And what we do is we take people outside in whatever ways we can. So we have volunteer trip leaders and scholarship trip leaders, and they'll design trips and make them all at cost, so we're not making any money on them, and take students outside.
Very, very cool. What's one of your favorite trips that you've been on or that you have hosted yourself?
One of my favorite trips would definitely be, it was one of the first trips I ever led. We went to Moab to go canyoneering, and it kind of helped me realize that like a lot of my favorite trips aren't the ones that always go according to plan.
Yeah,
okay. Because we got there and it was super rainy, and we thought it was going to be nice and sunny, and so we couldn't go into canyons, obviously. And so kind of waited around, bopped around Moab, did some hikes and stuff, and then weather window opened up and it was great.
Very cool. I love that. Yeah, I think that's kind of how it goes most of the time when you're in nature, right? Is kind of up to whatever it wants to do for you that day.
Definitely at the mercy of the weather, for sure.
That's really cool. So what would you say to beginners or people that are interested in OAC? Like, how would you respond to their questions and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Something that I really dislike is the whole term outdoorsy. Like, a lot of people feel like you have to fit into this outdoorsy sort of clique. You wear like chacos all the time. You don't shower as often as other people, things like that. Yeah. And honestly, like, getting outside is as simple as just walking around the block or going around to the park. So for the OAC, it's really cool because all of our trips are really planned for any skill level. So if you've never been on a rope before, we're going to teach you how to rock climb. And that's going to be super scary, but it's also going to be super rewarding, like getting out there and believing in yourself.
Yeah.
And that goes with really all of our trips. And that's something that's been hard because we want to kind of debunk that whole idea that you need all this experience to get outside and really make it as inclusive as possible.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you guys do things for winter too. Like, you just had a snowshoeing demo yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, last night it was awesome. We try to do an activity every full moon. And cool. So we went outside, met all the participants up at the trailhead. It was a free event, just letting people try out snowshoes. And then, yeah, it was awesome to see the turnout. We had quite a few people there, and we always love to have more too.
Yeah, very, very cool. So tell us about some of the events that are coming up and ones you're excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do a variety of different events. So we'll do a lot of clinics. So we're doing like a fire building clinic. If you've never, like, I'm really bad at starting fires.
Me too.
So we're doing like a fire building clinic, a kayak clinic, if you've never been in a kayak before.
Very cool.
And a lot of things like that. And then we're also doing like trips, like day trips, overnight trips, and then some movie series. So for the movie series, we host Banff Film Festival every year. It comes out of Canada, and it's just all of the best outdoor films. And so that's going to be next month. We're super stoked about that. And then for day trips coming up, we've got like a Donut Fall snowshoe next week. We're going to do like a lot of just introductory hikes, things like that. And then for overnight trips, we're doing like a multi-day whitewater trip. We'll do a canyoneering trip. And then we'll also do a yoga retreat at the end of the semester, just getting people outside.
Very, very cool. I love that. I've always loved the idea of yoga under the stars.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, my favorite. I think it's Capitol Reef. Capitol Reef does like a yoga under the stars night.
Oh, nice.
And I am obsessed with that idea. I think it's so fun.
That's awesome.
Just cool things outside. So many cool things outside. Okay, so we talked about the OAC. Tell us a little bit about you. What's your adventure spirit? How did that start for you? What does it look like on a day-to-day?
Yeah, like, I guess I kind of had a little bit of a rough, like, entry into the outdoors, I guess. So when I was a kid, my uncle was really, he was like the adventurous uncle that we all want. He was really into backpacking. He felt like he was always traveling for college and things like that. And then eventually, like he decided that it'd be really cool to take me on a backpacking trip.
Cool.
And it was the worst trip I've ever been on.
No.
I was just really young. I was like really whiny. I didn't like to get outside at the time. And so I sort of decided pretty early on that like I didn't love those sort of things. And I wanted to stay away from them.
Yeah.
So then I moved more over to like video game playing, and then I got into some longboarding and stuff like that just around the house. But eventually I finally got to, college, and I just sort of, I discovered the project, actually the rock wall.
Nice.
I met some friends that were climbing, and it was super cool. And they were, it was something fun to do between classes. Like you have an hour long break and you go climb for a bit, and then it keeps you awake the next class, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got into that, and then, slowly just picked up sports along the way. So I started climbing, then I got into canyoneering, and that turned into my main sport for a long, long time. Then in the winters, I switched to skiing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I love that. So you're training for something exciting now. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm training for two sort of events. The first one I'm training for is a project that I've been wanting to work on for a couple of years. It's a long ridge run. It's about 36 miles or about 50 kilometers. But the hard part is it's 18,000 feet of gain.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's like
straight up.
Yeah, very, very, like a lot of elevation gain. But yeah, so that's been something I've worked on for a couple of years, and it's been fun just getting outside every day to go for little runs or just kind of explore the neighborhood. And the other thing I'm working on, last year, I convinced two friends to go and sign up for a 200-mile gravel bike race.
Very cool.
I'd never done that distance before. I still have never done that distance before because the race was canceled. So we decided to go for it this year again. So I'm training for that.
Where, maybe this is an ignorant question, where do you find that much gravel to race on?
Yeah, this one's actually kind of a cool route. It's from Lehigh to Wendover.
Oh, okay.
So it follows the original Pony Express route.
That's so, really, really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to find these like lines that are like historic, or they have like a lot of meaning behind them.
Yeah, and then you're almost like following the footsteps of ancestor type situation on a bike.
Absolutely, it's pretty fun.
That's really, really cool. That's exciting. How can we follow you, follow your journey, learn more about it?
Yeah, I'm always just around in the OAC. I feel like I'm living there. It's a good place to be. So feel free to come by and introduce yourself. Get to know all of our awesome shop employees, go visit the climbing wall, things like that.
Very cool.
And then also just like be open to getting outside yourself, and I hope to see people out there.
I love it. Very cool. Thank you so much for coming, Dawson. I appreciate it. Everybody out there, if you haven't checked out the OAC, go check it out right now. They're open. What are you guys' hours?
So right now we are open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and then on Saturdays from 8 to 1.
Okay. You can grab some great equipment so you can get out on your own. You can grab some advice from any of the great people there. They all crazy knowledgeable about the outdoors. Start with something small. Maybe go in between classes to the project wall like you did. That's a really great spot, but make sure that you're doing something in nature right now. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And that was Chloe and Dawson. That was an interview Chloe had done with Dawson a little while ago. If you want to be up with all those kind of like health and wellness, sports, arts and culture things, go to uvureview.com. That's the media page for pretty much the UVU news. It's got, I'm on the whole page right now. We've got rally at state capitol for Utah Lake, which is a crazy thing. Did you hear about that? I think... Now, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that something just passed that is like they're building islands in Utah Lake and building bridges across it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like for some rich country club type stuff?
I know. I think it's just to get across the lake. Like instead of driving like, around, it's a direct route.
That's kind of handy, but like...
Oh, yeah, but what's going to be a crappy...
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, stuff like that. UVUreview.com. Sam and I wish we could talk more about it, but we're on that time crunch.
Yes, we are.
So speaking of time crunch, though, jump to our sports, Sam.
Yes. So this week, looks like sports are kind of finishing up, getting ready for some tournaments with track and field. But on Wednesday, February 16th at 6 p.m. here at UVU, women's basketball team will take on Tarleton University. So come check it out. Should be a fun game.
Heck yeah. And all your sports stuff's on gouvu.com. And if sports aren't your thing, as always, we got the Norda Center at uvu.edu/the Norda. We got the Wind Symphony in concert. That is Wednesday, February 16th at 7 p.m. We have a Time for Three Saturdays. I think that's it. It is Time for Three. That is Saturday, February 26th. They're at intersection of Americana, modern pop, and classical music. Go check them out. And then we've got Goetia. Monday, February 28th, which is an Irish countryside band. Yes. So go check them out. So, I mean, we were all kind of bummed with the Peking Acrobats, but we got some good stuff.
Irish coming. Folk band.
We have the Time for Three and the Goetia. Yeah.
Sorry for making you say this again.
But anyway, and that is us today.
Yes. Coming up, we got some good interviews. I believe we have Jillian Jackson coming up.
Jillian Jackson, who's going to talk to us about her thesis she's working on. I don't want to misquote it, so I'll just leave that for
surprise.
Her interview. Yeah, so surprise everyone. And then we've got some other people we're trying to get with. Somebody that does AV stuff for Primary Children's Hospital and all that. So Stay tuned for future fun episodes and some hopefully great changes our way.
Yes, but we'll see you next week.
Yeah, do good and die great, all y'all.
This is Dalton Mahan with the Wolverine Buzz, a podcast intended for UVU students by students.